illumination, life. Life is illumination, and life is joy, and life is all that is and all that ever will be. When I think about life, what do I think about? Do I think about goodness, happiness, peace, joy, right action? What do I think about when I think about life? Hey, what I think about is everything that is good and beautiful and everything that is me. That's what I think about. So, how about that? I think about me when I think about life. What does life do for me? What does life mean to me? Well, life means to be alive. Life means to be filled with all that is good and beautiful, to be filled with joy, to be filled with life of truth and goodness, to be thrilled, just to be thrilled and thrilled and thrilled. Yes, now, I am life. And that's true. I think, I speak, I hear, I act, I know, I'm life. Now, I tell myself occasionally that life is not very pleasant. Life sucks. And I think about, that's not what I want to have experience in my world. I don't want to experience a life that is not harmonious and not happy and not joyful. Well, whatever I think about life, that's what life brings into my experience. Whatever I know about life, life brings into my world. Whatever I am wondering about in the world, whatever I think, gee, what is this all about? Whatever I think about like that, then all of my life is topsy-turvy. All of my life is out of balance. All of my life is inharmonious. Now, if my life is like that, I better get myself back in balance again. Because one thing leads to another, and it's all downhill, and pretty soon I'm off the side of the mountain, and I say farewell to life. But I want to grab the balloon. I want to grab the balloon that takes me up and lifts me in life to view all from that grand point of view. Here I am, holding on to the balloon. And it's not difficult, because I really am quite light in my imagination. And I'm holding on to this balloon and just sort of like a feather floating up into the sky. And I look around at the world and I see all of the planets. I see all of the earth. I see everything. And everything is beautiful. Everything is marvelous. There are no problems. I'm not close enough to see things as problems. I'm up here where I see things as beautiful and good, holy and perfect. Yes, I look at life from my higher point of view where the balloon holds me up here. Now, what if something were to happen to that balloon, somebody were to prick it, or if it were to go too high and it were to burst or something? Well, if that's where my thought is, then that's where my experience is. But what if I think about the balloon lifting me up and giving me a bird's eye view of all of life and seeing everything beautiful and clear? I am so far away from the earth, not so far away, but I mean so high in the sky, that I look at the earth and I see all that is good. I see all the rivers and all the forests. I see all the oceans and all the lakes. I see all the cities. The cities are just one big centerpiece of buildings. I do not see people with problems. I do not see governments trying to get along with each other. I do not see circumstances that are forbidding or where people are having problems. I see all in balance. Truly, I do see all in balance. And I have this privilege of going up in my balloon, if I wish, and seeing all in balance. But I can see all in balance right where I am. I can see all in balance right where I am, right where I'm sitting, right where I'm standing, right here on planet Earth. Now I can look around me, and I don't have my rose-colored glasses on. I just have my beautiful vision. And I look around me, and I see beautiful people being wonderful with one another. I see every being on the face of the earth born of love, living love, expressing love, doing everything out of the kindness of their heart, and it's a wonderful world. Everywhere I look, I see peace. Everywhere I look, I see joy. Everywhere I look, I see people being kind and loving to one another. It's true, we are living here in dimensions upon dimensions upon dimensions. We are living an infinite number of lifetimes all at once. We are living on an infinite variety of experiences all at once. And we are having a grand experience in living them. But truly, each one of us lives on one experience at a time. We are living all experiences at the same time because all time is now and all places here. But for us, for our point of view, we are living one lifetime at a time. Now, whether that boggles our thinking or says to us it denies that all the truth that all space is here and all time is here, doesn't matter. We look at life and we look at our body. We look at our home. We look at our family. We look at our life. We look at the work we do. We look at the playtime we do. We look at the things that delight us. We look at the things that make us happy and make us feel grand. We look at our life. And when I look at my life, I see a life that makes me very, very happy. My life has no past, it has no future, it has no present, it has only now. And as I look at my now, I say, oh, I feel so good. Oh, I love the world. Oh, I love the flowers, the trees, the birds, the bees. I love all the things that delight my heart. Yes, and everything delights my heart. Wherever I look with my divine eyes, and I see all in divine order. Now, I don't know what divine order is supposed to be here, there, and everywhere, but I know that all is in divine order because I'm looking from my divine eyes, from my divine self. And when I look at my life from my divine self, oh, I could look at other people's lives from my divine self, and I can say, yes, that's wonderful, yes, that's great. But now, look at my own life. That's what matters. That's what makes a difference in all of life. I look at my life. And I say of my life that all is in divine order. I look at my life, I have this balloon floating me in the sky, and I can look around, that's my life. That's my world. That's my people. That's my experience. And then I come down. I let myself down. I can control going up or going down with my balloon. It's my choice. And so I come down, and I stop on Earth. I stop on a place. I stop with a family. I stop with a community. I stop with a planet. And I see it through my divine eyes, through divine right action, through my divinity within me. And I say, all is good. Now, when I see all through my divine right action, then truly it is good. That's my illumination. That's my life, and that's who I am. And I choose to see all in my world in divine right action now and forevermore. That's all that matters. That's all that matters, and that's who I am. And that's why I am who I am.